T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez, and the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year, and we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, the game, the series, and the homestand, and the results are good. Again, a Brewers 10-5 victory. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. There's Sam Schmitz. My name is Tim Allen. Brewers get a 10-5 victory to sweep the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, now you can go on feeling bad about the Reds. Okay, we all have full permission. I do feel bad for the Cincinnati Reds organization. There's no question about it. I do. But I didn't up until this very minute, now that they're done playing them. Man, holy home run ball. 6 of them today, 20 in the homestand, 20 in the last 6 games, which is more home runs than any other 6-game stretch in Brewers franchise history. And I talked about this last night, folks. I figured there'd be records being broken by the pitching staff, you know, franchise marks being broken by the pitching staff, like 3 consecutive starts with 10 or more strikeouts by starters. And that's when I mentioned that. I didn't know it was going to be from the offense. Did you? Did you know it was going to be from the offense? 18-8 now, 10 games over 500. Let me throw some numbers. I want to get your reaction on this. 414-799-1250. Let's go with the last 16 games. They're 13-3. In their last 16. If you want to bump one game further back, it's that final game against St. Louis. They got to win. They're 14-3 in their last 17 games. Well, let's slide it up to the last 16 for the number's sake. 13-3 in that mark. 5 consecutive series victories. Now, I am discounting that stupid one-game thing against the Giants. I'm not counting that as a series at all. I'll just omit that. But that's in one of the 3 losses. But 13-3, here's the special part. All of us that question the offense, in those 16 games, they have outscored their opponents 97-42. A plus 55 run differential in 16 games and 5 consecutive series victories, 3 of those sweeps. Let's count them, 5. Of the 16 games, 5 of the 16 games, double digits or more in run production. They did have a 1-run victory, a 1-zip Sunday night baseball. You remember that? That may have been the turning point in the season. I'll tell you that. Eric Lauer on the hill. 799-1250. We are live in the Lakeland University studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms. Lakeland.edu. Want to get your reaction? Let me just ask you one quick question here, though. What they've done now, what they're doing now at 18-8, Has it changed your opinion? I want you to be objective on this. Has it changed your opinion about the outlook of this team, the outlook of the season, the outlook of the offense, just in general, the total outlook of this team? To me, I knew the offense would be good, and I told you that. I didn't know it was going to be like this kind of good. Okay, so I'm being honest with you. Now, are they going to keep this up at this pace, run differential, every 16 games of plus 55? I doubt it. Are they going to hit 20 home runs in every six-game stretch? I seriously doubt it. So the offense is kind of even raising my eyebrows a little bit, and I kind of thought they'd be a decent offense, and that's what they're turning out to be. They're just rolling. They're just rolling. Don't. I don't want to hear that they're playing all these bottom feeders, whatever. They're destroying these teams. Again, you're going to lose one once in a while. You're going to lose a 3-1 game. They got shut out the other day, 2-0. Okay, big deal. That's going to happen once in a while. Collectively, go with what the offense is doing now for a pretty decent sample size. It's starting to get an acceptable size of games here. 799-1250, Ricky, you're going to fire things up here. Ricky, what's going on, dude?
Yes, Ricky in the barn checking in on this very Wisconsin-esque afternoon.
Yes, it is.
All the complaining, all of the moaning about the Urias and the Lauer trade. It's funny how those have turned into crickets, huh? Now you ask, has this changed my opinion? You know, let's take it day by day. You take care of business with a sweep. Let's put everything in perspective here about the talent on Cincy. You've already talked about it, but I found this interesting. With a 3-0 Reds lead, their win probability, according to ESPN, peaked at 53%. That
Wow.
pretty much sums up the story.
Yeah, it does.
But, man, if you're Corbin Burnes, you just got to be wondering, must be nice. Let's get the backs going for him. Keep smiling, Timmy. I'm out.
All right, take it easy. 799-1250. Hard not to. Look at this. Now we look ahead to tomorrow's game one of a three-game set against the Atlanta Braves. Let's go, man. That's what you want. That's what you want. And don't you know, measure the entire season, the entire run on tomorrow's game or that series in general. Take a look at how they play. If they go in there and stink up the joint and there's a bunch of errors and runners in scoring position, it's just not good and things like that, we can talk on Sunday afternoon about that. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. This team is rolling. Ring the bell. It seems to be a little bit of a thing going on here for the Brewers. All right, 799-1250. Has it changed your outlook at all, this run that they're on? They've won 14 of their last 17 games. 13-3 mark in their last 16, scoring 97 runs. That's averaging just over 6 runs a game. Remember the conversations we had about this offense and the frustration and just me going on a tirade and talking lineups and what's going on with Yelly, by the way, single, double, homer. Stolen base. He's starting to get it together. Willie Adames is the man. Rowdy Tellez keeps keeping on. A couple of doubles today. I mean, you had home runs from Taylor, Keston Hira. Luis Urias continues to check every box of every metric you want to measure. I mean, everything's rolling. I'm not going to make the joke again. I can't do it. Did Hunter Renfroe get a hit today, Sam? I don't want to use that joke again. Do I have to? No, I won't. I won't use the Hunter Bradley Jr. joke at all. I'm not going to use that joke. Where do you want to go here, Sam?
Patrick.
Okay, we'll go to Patrick. Patrick, you're next on the fan. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
Well, really good right now.
It's feeling really good. Just first of all, big shout out to your ex-wife for letting you borrow her broom for that sweep.
That was nice of her, and she's done that 3 times this year already. I gotta say, that's very nice of her. That's about the nicest she's been.
Yeah, that's big of her. Just leaving the game. Been at the last 2 games, and that's the most offense I can ever see the Brewers being at 2 games that I've been to. It's been pretty unreal, but You know, I probably undercut them a lot. I think I, you know, called in a couple weeks ago. Probably, it seems like years ago since you had your show about, you know, one-word description of the Brewers' offense. And I think I put them at 91 wins. And, I mean, when you're playing these three teams, like they've played the last three series, 57 games probably, I mean, it looks like they could win 45 or 47 of them, and that's huge.
It really is. All right, Patrick, thanks for the call. He's right that we had a show like that. That's a great compliment, too. I will say that in my business here, man, when you just say, "Hey, Tim, you sound great. Yeah, you guys sound great." That's not the greatest of a compliment. When you can bring up something we've discussed, I like that. It means we're connecting. I really do. And we did have that show. And I do recall it. And it was deplorable, and it was disgusting, and it was awful, and inept, and I don't know, Sam, if you were involved in one of those shows, but it was descriptive words for this offense. There's a whole list of them.
I was definitely listening, that's for sure.
I know that.
Got very creative, but some of them were kind of the same.
Yeah, they were, and there was now, boy, how it's changed, and I'm going to look back at two different tipping points. Monday night against that Giant, as much as I hated that Giant game, that one game special, that bottom of the eighth home run at American Family Field that Willie Adames hit, I think sparked this offense. I do. I'll look right back to that very moment, even though they didn't win that game. But that was the excitement factor a little bit that turned the tide. The next tipping point was Christian Yelich with a bunt to get a rally going with one out against Pittsburgh. And they come back and they win that game. Those are the two tipping points that really kind of led to all this offense. And then you could throw in the intangibles of, you know, the pitchers you're facing, you had lesser teams you're playing against. It's all playing a part. You're playing these games at home. Those types of things do come into play, but there needed to be a trigger on this. I think those were the two triggers. It just got the excitement level in a positive way, the ring the bell sort of way. And remember, we look at every season as a little bit different. You can't use the same shtick, if you will, from last year. Pause up, and you can't go with a certain high five. And that doesn't work every year. You have to organically let those things kind of develop, and now you've got ring the bell in the dugout. So that's what's going to happen. Is this year's theme song going to be Blondie's Ring My Bell? I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that tune, but yeah, maybe we'll get it on the air over the weekend. I'll get that on the air. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're next at 799-1250. Has the run that they're on changed your opinion of this baseball team in the 22 championship season?
Well, I feel a lot better about it. I still think they're going to win the division and go deep in the playoffs. But I think the turning point was when Christian Yelich got that bunt against the shift that started that two-run rally. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the game. It was
against Pittsburgh.
Yes. All of a sudden, that gave him some confidence, and he got going, and it got contagious. Because what is his averages been before and after that bunt? And I think that was really something, because we've seen that shift so many times. And I like you for being an old school kind of guy that says, you know, if they're going to put that kind of shift on you, drop a bunt and get on. And they did. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's really, I think that was the real igniter there. And it's kind of neat to see that, yeah, sometimes doing something the old fashioned way, in this age of analytics and the correct percentage call and everything else, is what it takes to get things going.
Yeah. You never know at times. And we didn't know it. Bob, good insight. Thanks for the call. We didn't know it at the time. In fact, a lot of us were like, what are you doing? You're down one in the ninth inning, dude. That's your Christian Yelich. Now is the time to tie the game with one swing. But on the other hand, like Bob said, that it is one of my turning points. Now, you got to remember also that was coming
just after that Philadelphia series, in which I noticed a difference in the Philly series. So if you want to add that to a little bit of a turning point, they played a little more aggressive baseball in that series. They did. That was a great series.
By the way, Tim, based on what Bob was asking, Christian Yelich going into Game 3 in that Pirates series, before the bunt, he was batting 185. And after today, Christian Yelich is now batting 247.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, that's a big jump. And he is hitting laser beams right now. I mean, that double he hit today was an absolute bullet. Let's see here. Well, should we take a break? Yeah, we've got some breaks to get to. We'll get Rami back in here in a little while, but stick around. Maybe some Bucks conversation. He's all over the Bucks, so stick around for that. As the Brewers get another victory, double digits on the scoreboard for the Crew again. 10-5, they win today. 97 runs in their last 16 games. You do the math on that. You can ask your phone, but I already did. It's 6.0 something in run production per game on average. 6+ runs a game. Outscoring their opponents, run differential plus 55. 4 of those games, double digits. If you want to go back one more game to the St. Louis Cardinals series, they're 14-3 in their last 17 games. One could make the argument in the 3 games that they lost in the last 17, they had the lead in 2 of them in the 8th inning. And the other one, they didn't score a run. It was Sunday against Stroman and the Cubs. And Burns was on the hill. That's a frightening thought, guys, isn't it? Could you ponder a 20-game winning streak? Or 17, as it were? 17-game winning streak. Wow. Okay. I mean, they're good, but I don't know about that. they're scoring a lot of runs, and they're pitching well. We'll be right back. Has it changed your outlook on your overview, I guess, of this season? They're 18-8 now, 10 games over .500, and Ned Yost taught me something many years ago when somebody asked him. It might have been me. You know, hey, if you can get this series, man, you're going to be over .500. He goes, over .500? I want to hang out 10 games over .500. That's a good spot to be in, and that's where the Brewers are. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Their record now 18-8. That's simple. That's 10 games over .500. They put a 10 spot on the board today. 10-5 victory, 21,000 plus coming out of American Family Field as the Brewers sweep the Cincinnati Reds. It's on to Atlanta. That is going to be fun. I mean, I say that now. You might want to tune in after any specific game. You make your choice. Or all 3 of them to see the roller coaster ride I'm going to be on over the weekend. They get the victory today. Call of the Game is brought to you by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com. You know, if you're going to put a 10 spot on the board, guy's going to have a multi-homer game. Let's make this from Valley Sports Wisconsin our call of the game. Willie Adames, bottom of the 8th, Yelly at 2nd.
Adames to deep left, that might do it. Adames, another multi-homer game for him. Brewers hang a 10 spot on the Reds.
Yeah, that again from Bally Sports Wisconsin, 10-5 the victory. And again, the numbers, they're 13-3 in their last 16, 14-3 if you account for the last game against St. Louis. But if you don't, in the 16 games in which they're 13-3, 5 consecutive series victories, and I discount that as a series, the giant makeup game, and a 97-42 run differential, plus 55. 20 home runs in their last 6 games. The most home runs in any six-game stretch in Brewers history. That's some rarefied air. That's interesting, to say the least. 799-1250, has it changed your outlook any? Let's go to Art. Art, you're next on the Fan. What's going on, Art?
Hi. Hello, Tim. So glad to hear your voice. My question is the switch in batting coaches and how you feel, good Lord, lately this team is on fire.
Yes, they are.
Plate. And I'm wondering what you put your value on batting coaches.
That's a great question. Art, you follow every game?
Oh, I've been back from Hank Aaron and Eddie Matthews, yes.
You know what I found out? I'm just going to give you a little anecdote here. Since you're like me, you just follow them forever, and you're interested in even the old Milwaukee Braves.
I did not know,
Art, that Billy Martin was a Milwaukee Brave property for a cup of coffee there. Did you know that? But Euchre was talking about that on the air the other day. I didn't either.
I knew that Jim Pizzoni was.
Okay.
But no.
Okay, Art, I'll answer your question. Thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. Connor Dawson, Ozzie Timmons, the two new co-hitting coaches. I've noticed a trend here when discussed with these players. You're probably going to hear more and more about this as we move along. But I've noticed a little taster here and there from the players saying that it's basically about swinging in the zone. Their chase rate is down. If we're going to compare Andy Haynes to these two new guys, okay, the chase rate is down. They're now doing damage inside the strike zone. And I think that's the trend we're hearing right now. And for what I think a hitting coach does, I think he does do things. Some people say it's the easiest job in baseball. You know, you're just there to hang out and, hey, make sure you watch your video or schedule BP or whatever. No, I think it's more than that. I think it's to point out these things. These pitchers are good these days. They're exceptional these days at times. I mean, every bullpen. We used to think we're spoiled with some 95 to 98 bullpen arms. Every baseball team has those arms now. But what we're seeing here, and what I'm hearing, just a little bit here and there, is the swinging in the zone, do the damage in the strike zone. And so I hope that answers your question. I think we'll hear more about that if this continues, for sure. 799-1250. Mark, you're next here on the Fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
More important how you are, Mark.
Oh, man. I'm feeling a lot better after this homestand about the Brewers hitting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to add, I know you had your two tipping points. I like to add just having Urias back in the lineup. The team's at full strength now. Gives Craig a lot of options, with the batting order, having him in there. So I think this is something you can look at maybe 3-4 months down the road and say, if everybody stays healthy, just having Urias back in that lineup and giving that little extra pop and hopefully, really start piling on some wins for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Mark, Luis Urias, I just got to say this. In looking at his minor league stuff, when that trade went down, I knew he could hit, and he was hitting at every levels of the minor leagues. You do your studying, and you take a look at his climb to the big leagues. He gets to the big leagues in San Diego, and it wasn't working for him, and he's bumped and bruised with some injuries once the trade happened over here. Then when he stays healthy, you see the numbers he puts up. Now he's back on the field through three games. He's doing just everything and more. That kid might be way better than any of us think. He might be. And is he maybe the future leadoff hitter? Think about that. I was thinking about that today. It didn't dawn on me that with Colton Wong in house And then McCutchen going against lefties, they move him up to the leadoff spot. It really didn't dawn on me that what about Louis in the leadoff spot? It fattens the lineup, it thickens the lineup, it lengthens the lineup. You're going to get guys like McCutchen, Renfro, any mix in between. McCutchen, Renfro, Telez, Omar. I mean, you've got a handful of guys that are going to go down 4, 5, 6, 7 in your batting order. Omar Narvaez is a 7 or 8 hitter. Hunter Renfro, same deal, 6, 7, 8 kind of guy. If Louis is at the top, he might be, Sam, I don't know about you, but this kid might be, and I'm saying might, it's still early in his career, he's so young. 23 homers, 75 knocked in last year. I mean, what do you think of his prognosis looking moving forward?
Tim, he's 24 years old, and besides Avi Garcia last year, he was your active home run leader from last year. I think that says a lot. I just, and you know, when we first got him, when you and I were doing post-game shows, I was advocating him for, you know, for him to lead off, and they finally did, and I was pretty happy when they did, but it's kind of tricky. I mean, if you do want to make him your leadoff hitter, then would you then go Urias, Yelich, and then Adames for your 1-2-3?
That's a great problem to have.
I think that's a good problem because I think Yelich would do pretty well in the second spot, and then
in the 2 spot, like today.
Adames definitely has to be your 3 hitter, I think. And then you have Telez in the cleanup. So, I don't know. I think it presents a good option. But
and McCutchen goes to 5.
Right. And then if you put Wong in the 9 spot, you got Wong, Urias, Yelich, Adames, Telez. I mean, sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, let me just remind you about Luis Urias. The year he had last year, he hit .249, 23 homers, 75 RBIs. He led the Brewers in games played at 150, at-bats 490, runs scored with 77, 122 hits, led the team with 49 extra base hits, second in home runs, RBIs, total bases, and walks. First or second in all of the major categories for this baseball team. That's what was just added 3 days ago. That's kind of crazy. And when I went back, and I knew this would come up, the Urias conversation, that's why I compiled some of these numbers here. He's first or second in all the offensive categories. You know, I was having a conversation with the guys in the big show today. And the fact that he was playing second base, you know, Keston was the DH, Wong got the day off today, provides that flexibility for sure and does open the door if you did land in July a thumper at third base, you know, fine. That's all well and good. But do they have their third baseman of the future in just Luis Urias and just go from there? That would be the question. You just leave him be. He's pretty good defensively at third. Shortstop, that didn't work out very well for him. I mean, you remember last year, early last year, prior to the Adames trade, he was airmailing baseballs from shortstop. He moves to third, and he, you know, I think there's just a little different reaction time at third base, and I think that helps a player. A third baseman can't think too much. You just got to react to it, and that has helped a younger player in Luis Urias. He's going to bulk up even more. He looks good. Guys, he looks like he's making the right decisions, whether it's through diet or his workout regimen, but he could be better than any of us think.
Yeah, Tim, coming into this season, we were talking to Will Salmon during spring training, and you know, going into spring training, there's always one player on the team that comes into, you know, camp with best shape of their life award.
Yeah.
And everybody, Will Salmon and Adam McAlvey, were saying that about Luis Urias, and he was off to a hot start in spring training, but unfortunately got cut short because of that injury.
I just need to hear this because this, you know, Craig Counsell yesterday said, you know, you put up 18 runs, and he's talking about a 12-pitch at-bat for Colton Wong, and I agree with him. I think that was the at-bat of the game yesterday, 12-pitch, resulting in a home run to get the Brewers on the board to answer back after trailing. Well, that sort of the same thing happened, a little quicker version of it. You want to grab that highlight, the highlight of Louis' home run since we're talking about him? I just need to hear this. Bottom of the first, leading off, another leadoff home run for this Brewers squad this year. And it is an answer back. Hauser gets beat up with 3 runs in that first inning. Overall, did not pitch great. 5 innings, fought himself, allowed 5 runs, 7 hits, couple of walks. But this was extremely beneficial, maybe as beneficial as Colton Wong's solo shot in the bottom of the ninth or bottom of the first yesterday to answer. Check it out from Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Urias down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a leadoff home run for Luis Urias.
Yeah, there it is, and that made it 3-1. They just answered bad. They put up three to tie it in the first. They put up three runs in the first inning to tie it prior to recording an out. It was the first four hitters that got that job done. 799-1250 as the Brewers get a 10-5 victory. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell on the way. Rami's going to come back in a little while. And we'll always make room for you guys. 21,000 coming out of American Family Field. The Brewers about to embark on a long road trip. I hope you got to American Family Field while you could, because what do they have, like a three-city, 9 or 10-day road trip? It's going to be a while before they're back home here in Milwaukee. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. How much are you looking forward to this Braves series? I mean, I am. This is what you want. This is a side-by-side comparison to the world champs. Now, are the Braves as good as they were last year? I don't know. It's 25, 26 games in here. But this is going to be fun baseball. It is. And if they roll into Atlanta and do some damage, well, then we'll reconvene this conversation on Sunday. But, man, they're really, really rolling here. Craig Counsell's got to be pretty pleased. But in some respects, you take it one game at a time. And, you know, they took care of business against the Reds. And, again, as I've said during the series on the air, I don't feel bad for them at all. I don't. Now I do. Now that, you know, you can decompress here and take a close, hard look at what the Cincinnati Reds are going through, that's got to be tough. I mean, that just, I don't remember any stretch like that in the Brewers' history. Now, again, I didn't follow Brewers baseball as articulately as I do now back in, say, 71 or 2 or 3 or 4. But starting at about 1975, I don't recall a 3-23 kind of stretch.
Well, Tim, for the Reds, too, I mean, their top prospect is called up, and he's given up 10 home runs and 5 starts, too. I mean, you talk about just another, you know, gut punch. I mean, I don't know if you're a Reds fan. It's just brutal. You heard Uecker these past couple of games. I mean, he's at a loss for words.
Yeah. Yeah, and me too. I mean, it does show you a few things. Velocity does raise eyebrows. You got a kid that's throwing hard, he's going to get some looks. I mean, hard, not the average. Not a junior or a senior in high school throwing 83. That's not going to get it done. Just based on velocity. You got a junior or senior in high school that's throwing 93, 94, 95. Still has some mass to build on as he matures out. That's good. So take Hunter Green. This kid's been gassing. 100, 101, 102, 103. That doesn't absolutely ensure success. These guys can hit fastballs that hard. They can. It was proven today. I mean, they butchered that dude. And he's the hardest thrower in Major League Baseball. Throws harder than any other starter in the game. But if they're flat, it's BP. You time them and it's go. It's go time. You saw that early in this. And you're seeing that early in his career. Now, will he, you know, slow things down a little bit and learn the art of pitching instead of just velocity? Of course he will. I think he will to some degree, and maybe a large degree.
Yeah.
We may be hating that dude in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, after all, he is only 22 years old, and he's already up in the majors. Yeah. I mean, 8.71 ERA after today. But, yeah, I mean, give him time. 22 years old. He's got some good stuff, so maybe he'll figure it out.
You even saw it today. You did see on particular ABs just overmatched. Keston looked pretty bad in one AB against him. Homered in another. But you can look pretty bad against guys like that, too. But man, it's just velocity doesn't mean success. That's for sure. All right, Craig Counsell, let's hear from him. After the Brewers get another win, they sweep the Cincinnati Reds with a 10-5 victory.
I mean, we swung the bats very well this homestand. And some, you know, we got a couple players that are really locked in. You know, Rowdy and Willie and Christian just really swing the bats well, tough at bats.
In general, going up against a guy who throws as hard as Hunter Green does, I mean, it seems, if it was all fastballs, I don't know, it seems like you guys were really pretty locked into what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously it kind of today what makes you get ready for the fastball. And I think we made ourselves really ready for the fastball. And, you know, I think Gelly hit. I don't know if he hit the home run on a fastball, but the double on the slider. But he just, you know, we did a good job on the fastball.
You had to use a lot of guys out of the pen today, but going into a big series, Hader got rest, and Williams looks like he'll be kind of fresh at some point. Just helps you go down the road, doesn't it?
Well, our bullpen's pitching well. And those guys, Trevor Gotts, you know, just throwing the ball exceptionally well, just doing a really, really nice job. And so guys are kind of filling their innings. You know, that's the big thing. You know, Adrian was, you know, had to battle today a little bit like Freddie. Had to battle today. I thought it was kind of a similar start. And got through five innings, and our bullpen did a nice job.
Craig, we've talked to you a couple times about Willie, just the way he's gotten so locked in, it seems. When he is this locked in, is he as dangerous a hitter as anybody?
Well, he's in a stretch right now where he certainly is. I think he's proven that over the last 10 days. I don't think he could make an argument. I mean, there's a player of the week there, and there's another four homers. So I think he's as locked in as any hitter in the league right now, yeah.
Yeah, there's Craig Counsell after the Brewers 10-5 victory, and he was mentioning about the bullpen, and they did have it lined up. Of course, they put up 8 runs, and they looked like they were going to cruise, but that was a safe situation at 8-5. The game kind of landlocked in there mid-game, so you have Hauser going 5. This is the A lineup here. If you need a victory and you got guys like Hauser or Freddie Peralta or any of these starters that are going to work that pitch count up and only get through the 5 for right now, that A bullpen lineup. It's Trevor Gott in the 6th, Box 7th, Williams 8th, and Hader in the 9th. That's the way it was lined up. That's the way it was dialed up today. Had a conversation with a buddy of mine that said, well, in a safe situation, wouldn't you sort of, and against a team like Cincinnati, and against, say, the 9th inning brings up their lower third of their batting order, wouldn't you consider saving Josh Hader to go ahead? And this would be an example to look forward to the Atlanta Braves series, a much better baseball team, a much better bottom of the order, much better order in general. And you know, my response is, you know, it's based on workload, number one, but it's not based on necessarily opponent with the closer. You got a chance for a victory here. You got to seize that moment. And so they were lining things up to take this thing off the sheet, get it done in the series, get it done in the homestand, get to Mitchell, get on the plane, and get to Atlanta. Gott, Box, Williams, Hader. Now, do I still think they're a bullpen arm short? I do. I think they're a Hunter Strickland short. So we'll see as the season progresses. These guys aren't going to be perfect 100% of the time. I think we all know that. But man, that's pretty good. You go 5 and you set it up. Gott's just been a godsend. He really has. Stearns may have found another one there. I'll tell you that. He deserves, just by the month in his tenure here. So much credit. And no wonder other big market organizations want him. Wouldn't you? I mean, the track record speaks for itself. Now, they need to seal the deal with the World Series. And if this continues, guys, I'm going to start talking World Series. So if I've been omitting that lately, I mean, it is the championship season. But I will get to that because that's the expectations. The more they do this, the more those expectations are to win the World Series. They have to be. Not just to make a deep run, not just to get to the World Series, not just to get to the postseason, not just to rely on, well, if everything goes right, a lot of things need to go right to win a championship. None of that nonsense. At some point, maybe we'll get to the point where it's a cliche, World Series or bust. That's where you want to be. I don't think that's a bad thing. Don't you want to be there, World Series or bust?
Well, Tim, you got to pay a lot of these guys coming up soon, and who knows if you're going to be able to pay all of them after you just gave Yelich the massive contract. So that's another thing, too. It's a short window that you got to bank on right now.
Window is now. The window is now. It really is. Let's get to Mike before we take a break here. Mike, you're on the Fan. What's going on?
How you doing, Tim?
More important, how you are.
I love it. So what I'll say is the Brewers are doing what they're supposed to be doing, right? That's what championship teams do. They beat up on the Cubs, on the Reds, on the Pirates.
Yeah.
And Brewers, they're in a fortuitous situation being in the division that they're in, but they're taking advantage of it. For me, I'm not going to be totally sold until if they still hit like this against the Braves, then I'm sold. But there's two things that I want to see. Mm-hmm. I want to see Keston Hira get more at-bats in the DH spot. Because at this stage in McCutchen's career, we kind of know what he is. He's a guy who's, he's going to hit 240 with some pop. I think we still don't know what Keston Hira can be. You know, he had a great rookie season. He's had two off years, and he's starting to hit the ball a little bit better, with that home run. But we took him top 10, in the draft for a reason. He was the best hitter in college baseball when we drafted him. So I want to see him get more at-bats, and I also want to see at the deadline, I think we should trade for a center fielder who is actually an offensive threat in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, every time, Lorenzo Cain or Tyrone Taylor come up, I kind of roll my eyes because I know what's going to happen. I know that Taylor had the home run today, and that's great, but that's just a weak spot in the order right now, is that okay. They're just not getting any production out of that center field spot.
I was just about to add to what you're saying about Keston Hira. Now, I am a Keston Hira fan. And we I guess to a degree we still don't know what he is, to maybe a large degree. Does Andrew McCutchen get some consideration? Is there still enough fuel in the tank for him on certain days to play center field?
Sure, I think so. I think you. But bottom line, I think that Keston Hira should be able to hit against righties, too. I mean, it can't just be...
Because that's what would have to happen, though. That's what's got to happen. On a regular basis, if you want Keston with a bunch of at-bats, that means McCutchen has to go play center, Keston Hira into the DH role.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I don't know defensively what McCutchen was last year. Did he play any
DH.
Center field?
He was all DH, yeah.
All DH? Well, yeah. The thing is, I don't know then. I don't know if he can still play center field or not. So that's a question only the Brewers know, if he still has, some wheels that he can run balls down or not.
But
I don't know.
Okay, Mike, great conversation. And thanks for the call. They do also want to give the Tyrone Taylor, Lorenzo Cain platoon some room to breathe here. It's just not 26 games. That's, I'll point to that situation to say, it is kind of 26 games, and Lorenzo, you can kind of tell he's slowly starting to get – he's been getting regular playing time, and you're seeing a little better kind of groove that he's getting into. It's not Lorenzo Cain of old, don't get me wrong. But it is better baseball for Lorenzo Cain, so maybe it comes with some reps for him. But the other thing to consider is McCutchen in defensively. I mean, that's risky on the injury front. You don't want to run that thing down, but you can't play scared with regards to, projecting potential injuries either. You just got to go play the game and see what happens. But Brewers get a victory today, 10-5. Who are we going to hear from after the break, Sam?
We're going to hear from Willie Adames after his two-home run game.
That dude's on a roll. Reigning National League Player of the Week, and he has a multi-homer game again today. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek, right here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on 1250 AM, The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Adames to deep left. That might do it. Adames, another multi-homer game for him. Brewers hang a 10 spot on the Reds.
And they go on to a 10-5 victory. That heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Jeff Levering on the call. Welcome back in, Tim Allen, Sam Schmitz. A Brewers victory to sweep the Cincinnati Reds. And again, some of these numbers are just pretty amazing here, the role that they've been on. And I know it's, okay, to a good chunk of the fan base, it is early. To a good chunk of the fan base, we're all wrapped in a Bucks run again, and what a series against the Celtics, and I get that. There's a big chunk of the fan base that I don't really kind of pay too much attention until the weather gets a little bit better. By the way, that is on the horizon here. I did look at the forecast, and it does look a lot better. Tuesday, I probably threw a little tirade about weather for the first time in a while. Tuesday was an awful day. Just
you and the Rami show, man. We've been just praying for the sun to come out, and thankfully it did yesterday for a little bit.
Goodness. I mean, you know, we're looking at mid to upper 60s and 70s into next week, so that's a good thing. But and I understand people are going to, you know, follow the crew the way they follow the crew, and that's cool. But I see this as just a building block of a season. I see this as a chapter of the season, that first month at a 15-win clip. Great. Great for me. We celebrate. We're the hardcores. We watch every pitch or whatever. But, you know, I think it takes the kids getting out of school a little bit to kind of get to that point where you're really kind of, hey, what time do the Brewers play today? Kind of mode. Let the Bucks clear. The NFL draft is cleared. We finally get some semblance here of a normal baseball season, and that's the other thing to consider here. You have the 2020 shortened season, no fans. You have 2021 in which you had almost no fans to start or no fans to start, then 25%, and it progressively got a little bit higher, and by the time at the end of the season, then you had full capacity. But that's a strange situation. Then you had the lockout this year, which delayed things a little bit. We're seeing, COVID affected 2 to 3 years. You know, throw a lockout in there, and you got really abnormal baseball and abnormal routines for a lot of people that follow this team. And I think we're starting to see now everything's settling in here as close to normal as you can get. That's a good thing. The other good thing is Willie Adames, he was the offensive MVP for this team. Is he the best player on this team now? I think so. There's still Christian Yelich. Yeah, he still is a Brewer. Is Adames now the best? I don't. It makes for a good conversation, doesn't it? Maybe over the weekend.
I think you can say that. I mean, it's probably just between him and Rowdy for right now, between team OPSs.
I guess, yeah. I mean, but Yelich is starting to heat up. Come on, we can all see it coming.
For sure. But I'm just talking about right now after today's game.
Yeah, but just overall, just the okay. Take away, just say the rest of the season. Just say who do you think is the best player on this baseball team? Base it on a number of things. The 26-game run here, base it on a hot streak, base it on whatever you want. A career, age. I don't know.
I think he is, Tim, because you take away the numbers, too. Willie Adames is the heart and soul of this team.
And it looks like is he more of a leader than Christian Yelich is?
To the public eye, probably more vocal.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably say so. I mean,
yeah.
I think the bell was his idea, so.
Yeah, let's ring that bell. Yeah, Willie Adames. Oh, boy, I'm just... yesterday, I was looking for bell songs. I'm trying to...
He's already broken it twice, Tim. He's already broken the bell twice.
There's Hell's Bells, but that's so Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't go there. But Blondie has Ring My Bell, which is... I don't know about that song. I'll play it over the weekend and have people get a get an ear on that thing. But Willie Adames is making the argument for the best offensive player on this team. He was with Sophia Minard on Bally Sports Wisconsin right after the game.
You guys jumped all over Hunter Green today. 5 home runs off of him. It seemed like you guys were just ambushing that fastball. Yours came on the slider. What was the approach against him today?
I mean, I think the guys just were locked in today. They wanted to, you know, secure that win and secure that sweep. And they were locked in. You know, they wanted to win since the first inning, and we came with the mentality to compete and beat him, and we did.
6 home runs in the game, but you guys hit 20 home runs here on the homestand. How has the power shown up for you guys up and down the lineup?
It's been great. It's been amazing. Obviously, when you hit him homers, it's fun to watch and fun to be part of it. And hopefully we can continue to do that.
Willie, for you guys, for you, 4 home runs here on the week, and you've just continued to put together these great games. For you, what's gone into the approach and just that good feeling that you're having at the plate right now?
I'm just trying to stay competitive and, you know, trying to hit my pitch, not hit the pitcher's pitch. And, you know, like I told you before, we were working on that balance and it's been paying off. You know, all that work that we put in, you know, it's showing some results. And, you know, I'm happy about that and happy that we're winning a lot.
You guys continue to win series. You're going to hit the road for a very challenging road trip. How much confidence are you guys playing with as a team right now?
I mean, we are feeling good right now. We're rolling, so we're going to carry that to the road, and hopefully we can continue to do what we did here.
All right, Willie, thank you so much for the time. Willie Adames, another multi-homer game, 8 now on the season.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game. On 1250 AM, The Fan. Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Great food, awesome fish fries, plenty of TVs to watch the games, and always a friendly vibe.
You don't get it, Sam. You don't get it, Evan Heffelfinger. You don't get it, Tim Shea. Anybody that produces this show, just so you know, every box score I read, they've won. I'm just saying.
Well, Tim, how about this? Every game I've attended so far, they've hit a grand slam.
Oh, that's nice. You need to go get a trip to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to visit the ballpark, so maybe.
That would be cool.
Rami, aren't you flying out? I'll fly with Rami, Tim.
Flying to San Francisco tomorrow evening.
Oh, never what mind. For? What's in San Francisco?
Going to hang out. I got a friend, actually.
Oh, that's got girl written
all over. No, I got a friend from high school. I got a friend from high school who lives in San Fran. I've been saying for years I was going to go out and visit him. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Never. I've never been to California.
Really?
Go to Chinatown?
I was planning on it.
Go to Alcatraz? It is kind of just different.
It's weird. You got to go to Alcatraz?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's different, and it's almost kind of cool.
Okay. Is it haunted? They say it's haunted.
Yeah. Probably makes it cool.
I'll tell you in transition. I'll tell you a story about Alcatraz.
All right.
And haunting.
Okay.
It's really weird.
Did you have a family member there? Is that what happened?
I was there.
No, you mean?
Yeah, it could be.
When it was actually in news. Yeah.
Probably
in news.
Birdman Allen. Yeah. All right. There was the escape. All right. Let's get to the numbers here. We'll get to Rami in just a second here. If you missed the game, this will sum it up for you. Luis Urias. He goes 1-for-4 with an RBI, a run scored, also hit by a pitch. He did strike out 3 times. Ouch. Yelich goes 3-for-5, single, double, homer, 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored, also stole a base. Willie Adames, 2-for-4 with 4 knocked in, 3 runs scored. He also drew a walk. Rowdy Tellez keeps keeping on, 2-for-5 with an RBI. Hunter Renfro, 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Come on, Hunter. Omar Narvaez, 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. That's 2 strikeouts for Omar.
Tyrone Taylor, 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. A pair of strikeouts. Jace Peterson, 2-for-4, a run scored. Keston Hira, 1-for-4, an RBI, a run scored. Ooh, he's struck out 3 times as well. Pitching lines today. Adrian Hauser, 5 innings, allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits. Did walk a man and struck out 6. Threw 92 pitches in the outing. ERA now at 3.42, almost a full run higher than he came in with, 2.53. Trevor got 1 inning clean, a pair of strikeouts. Same deal for Box. 1 inning clean, pair of strikeouts. Devin Williams, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks with a strikeout. Hobie Milner, 1 inning, no runs, 1 hit. And that is the pitching line for Hobie. Brewers get 10 runs on 12 hits. 17 hits yesterday, 12 hits today. With 1 error, that was on Omar. 5 runs for the Reds, 9 hits, no errors. The win, it goes to Adrian Hauser. He is now 3-2. The loss to Hunter Green, now 1-4. Brewers now 18-8 here in the 2022 championship season. 21,714 at American Family Field to witness this. The game, the series, and the homestand comes to a close. Brewers off to Atlanta. We'll preview the matchups, but a Saturday matchup looks like a dandy. We'll get to that. And Rami Makhlouf coming up here. Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th here on The Fan.
Listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing postgame show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on The Fan. Time to check Tim Allen's news and notes. Yeah, we know they're infamous, somewhat overrated, and, well, quite frankly, sometimes just plain old dumb. But he continues to read them. Okay, Tim, have at it, if you need to.
Okay, a few news and notes here, and we'll bring Rami Makhlouf in for this as well. Bobbleheads, the final one was announced. You saw that Giannis was going to be the Brewer giveaway bobble, right?
Yeah.
That is cool.
By the way, I know that Toby and Bart talked about those Bucks championship rings until they got Bucks championship rings sent here to the studio. Those Giannis bobbleheads.
Do they look nice?
Don't they look really cool?
Oh,
Sam?
So sweet. Realistic.
They look sweet. Yeah, they did a real good job with it. Looks super realistic. Awesome. Giannis in a Brewers jersey. I love it. The bobblehead.
The blue jeans, too.
Whoever made it did a great job with it. Whoever at the Brewers came up with the idea.
Yeah. Shout out to the Brewers.
Brilliant idea.
So what much better than the Baker Mayfield statue.
And those rings are real nice, too. If anybody with the Bucks, the rings are beautiful.
We would love championship rings.
Those championship rings are outstanding.
You know, because the Rami Show never gets free stuff.
You know, when the Brewers win theirs, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy the championship ring.
They should give
ring.
You one.
Yeah, for real.
They should give you one if they win it. They should give you a real one, not a replica. They should give Tim Allen a real one.
The ones with the diamonds in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
Why do you not want one?
No, I do.
Okay,
I
was it's not like you
one.
Didn't.
No,
I will lobby for you, Tim.
The other bobbleheads, just so people are taking inventory at home. Willie Adames bobblehead, May 22nd. Brandon Woodruff on June 5th. Corbin Burnes bobble on June 26th. Freddie Peralta bobble on July 10th. And Omar Narvaez on July 24th. September 11th is the Giannis bobble. We've got a pitching matchup that is going to be worth grabbing some beers, wings, popcorn, whatever, and sit on down and watch that Atlanta-Milwaukee matchup on Saturday. Sammy, this is a good one. Freed and Burnes, right?
Yeah, that's coming on Saturday. First game, the Brewers-Braves series is going to be Lauer. So it goes Lauer, Burnes, and Ashby. But yeah, as you mentioned, Tim, Corbin Burnes versus Atlanta's ace, Max Fried. Max Fried coming into the year currently 3-2 with a 3 ERA. Corbin Burnes, 1-1, 1.93 ERA, coming off his 10 strikeout performance against the Cubs, where he joined Giovanni Gallardo as the only other Brewer in franchise history to have 3 consecutive 10-plus strikeout outings. But unfortunately, he got the loss, as we all know, the 5th wasted quality start already this season. But hopefully, the Brewers can give him a little run support this time against Fried.
All right, so that's going to do it for us. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Rami's going to come back in here. Brewers on a roll. Rami, you're going to San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
Quick story on Alcatraz. So I go there, and you take a little ferry boat over to the island, and I was just wasn't feeling right. I was maybe a little under the weather, and the gal I was with said, well, go with your mind. Open up your mind. She was one of those that, open up your mind. What are you thinking?
Hippie, bro.
And so I said, I don't know, some numbers are coming to mind as I, you know, look over at Alcatraz Island. And she's like, what numbers? And I'm like, I don't know, 352. Okay, 352, off we go. We're taking the tour of Alcatraz Island. They go to D Block, and you walk down this hallway where every cell is closed, right on down this long hallway. But one door is open, Rami. One door, and it's got a light on in there. So you can go in there and lay on a cot and act like you're an inmate or something, get pictures and everything. The cell number was the number I thought of when she said, open your mind.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is dumb. And I go, I don't want to go in there. The door's going to shut and I'll never get out. Don't steal anything. I did. They tell you don't steal anything from the island.
You stole something from Alcatraz?
I did. They took you up on a tour of the roof where the guys, you know, scuckled out of the, you know, top heat vent or something.
What did you take? Like a toothbrush shiv?
No, there was just, I was kicking around in the dirt while the tour guide is saying, and this is the path that they took. Frank, whatever his name was. And so I'm kicking in the dirt and I'm kicking around a little piece of metal. And I dig it out with my foot, and pretty soon I'm on my knee, I'm tying my shoe, but I'm digging this thing out. It's like this little triangular piece of metal that I dug out of the dirt that was up the slope of Alcatraz Island's roof.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Did you find a shiv?
It's just weird.
Outside Alcatraz? Out in the yard?
Yes.
Did you find something that someone used in a stabbing and try to steal it from Alcatraz?
Could be. Prison Don't spray tip. The luminol. There's probably DNA all over that thing.
Wow.
So, that's just fun. I think you should. It's I don't know. At the time, it was like $12 to go on a tour or something. So, Rami, have a great time,
man.
Thanks,
man. Appreciate it.
All right. Rami Makhlouf, he's got the Rami Show. Have a good show.
Thank you, Tim. I'll talk to
everybody tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch.
We love you, Tim. Rami.
Love you, Timmy.
Bye, guys.
Love you, buddy.
Tim, we love you.
Love you, Tim.
Tim, we love you.
I can't hear you. Headphones are off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.